nonsense before we begin the Scared Kelly Talent Show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight, we have a really awesome topic to discuss that involves Disney and the Special Olympics, which may, to some listeners, if you haven't participated in the Special Olympics, okay, Walt Disney Company has been a sponsor of the Special Olympics Florida branch. Now the games for 2022 will be held in Orlando at the Walt Disney Resort, which is awesome.
Which also makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
That whole Disney ESPN connection.
Mm-hmm. It's sad that Disney gets a bad rep for their policies to ensure people have the ability to have a good trip while they're there. Yet, they're stepping up and doing something really just awesome for those who participate in the Special Olympics to hold the games there. This shows that they're willing to be inclusive and willing to also have that ability to just give people the chance to enjoy themselves at a theme park, and let alone, this might be the only opportunity for people to actually go to Walt Disney World as well. Which definitely leads to a lot of things, a lot of enjoyment to be held by those who participate in it, as well as their families. I think this shows what. Okay, go ahead, Johnny. What are your thoughts on this? Johnny? Johnny? It just shows that Disney's willing to go the extra mile to get people not only to participate in these games, to just be able to handle the games and facilitate a place for them to have the games. I think that this shows the how,
technology.
Yeah. At least technology won't be an issue for those participating in the Special Olympic Games in 2022 in Disney. We could say that.
Exactly.
Going back to what we were discussing about the Special Olympic Games being held in Disney before technology decided to...
To have a meltdown. It's having a meltdown tonight.
So,
anyway.
Yes. So, what do you think about this? Since it's a big deal,
yeah,
to have the games being held there. I know Disney's had a long standing relationship with the Special Olympics. So what do you think about how the impact, what this will actually do to impact those who are going there?
I think it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. And it shows how much Disney's willing to do, not just being a financial supporter of the games. They're willing to actually put their money and time and effort where their mods are, too. Or where their dollars are.
They put their money where their mouth is.
Mm-hmm. And it really makes a difference. And before we go on to any, we should also note that Robert Axelrod has unfortunately passed away, who was a part of the Power Ranger community, actor, voice actor.
And one of the greatest villains of all time.
Yeah.
Voices.
Yeah. And it just shows that there's so many things that go on in the world, and never let and just have the ability to take the time and really enjoy yourself and do things that could be a bit challenging as well, which goes back to Special Olympics and what they're trying to do with inclusion. Sometimes it's fun to do things that are, it's just a great thing to have a sense of community. And that's exactly what the Special Olympics does as well. And the Special Olympics will hold the Special Olympics in the ESPN area complex of their resort. So that should be really awesome. As for those athletes are involved as well.
Johnny,
what do you think about this whole, all this community aspect of the Special Olympics and Disney having to be the host and having that ability for people to be there as well and experience their part? The parks, as well as having that aspect of camaraderie and inclusive and the inclusivity that would actually be a key component of the games as well.
and the inclusive atmosphere.
I think it would actually be a great, really, like, have, like, exposure.
Yeah, especially when Disney's had a bad rep so far of having to change policies due to people taking advantage of their policies as well. So it really makes things, it really puts things into perspective how they're involved as well. And what they're willing to do compared to just being a financial partner as well. Because the more, because the more exposure Disney gets, yes, granted, everyone has controversies, but the more, the less of the impact will also be, more people will be more, much more willing to actually go there if they know that Disney's willing and able to be a place for community and not just being a,
being like a theme park.
Yeah. And last time I checked, they've been involved with different aspects. I believe that this is, I'm not sure what, if Disney's held the special, they've had golf tournaments this past year there. I just am not sure how many, the years that they host it.
Isn't the Special Olympics coming around like every, once every 4 years? Like,
yeah.
The regular Olympics?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it always changes, so it's bound to have a lot of people, attending the games as well. And not just having a, and not just being, in one location, they go to many locations as well. So the more, I think that this is just a great thing Disney's doing on top of showing how many, showing that people with different abilities can also go to Disney and enjoy the parks, along with playing the games and having the time for accessibility with just having that, the ability to just enjoy their the parks as well. And now on to our next topic, final topic of the night. We all know what robocalls is. We've all experienced them. Well, the government, unfortunately, is not, is now stepping up.
They just now are stepping up.
Which makes it very, which also means that they're actually going to do something about when companies are creating products to help people. What does this mean for those who
actually don't want to hear the calls constantly. With the FCC trying to now step up, they should have been providing different ways . It just shows that there could be so many things that can be going on instead of just having tech companies step up. Yes, tech companies and government should work together, but no one wants to hear these calls. Exactly. I think it's the last thing that people want to hear about fake calls saying, hey, what are the number one ones? At least in Pennsylvania, it's Medicare scams, IRS fraud scam, robocalls, and Social Security, which to all those who might receive those calls, they do not call you. They will send you a letter.
Yeah. They'll never call you.
Which makes things so much more difficult when now people are stepping up. When it should be the FCC along with telephone providers figuring out the best ways of handling the calls without having people be annoyed or wish that they just deleted their numbers or not get numbers or just change their numbers because of the constant harassment, which becomes an issue when they're spoofing calls. They're doing so many things all because they're trying to look to do some shady stuff and illegal stuff by calling. Which, if the FCC is now stepping up, should they have stepped up a long time ago? Not just, hey, it's that time for just stepping up and taking care of it now. If they were getting an abundance of reports, maybe. It just seems like it's just crazy how it happened. It just seems like people are coming out of the, if there's no way for companies to just say, to just manage to get this handled, along with finding ways to help make people aware of these issues, then what happens to those who just want to have a break from being harassed?
Exactly.
And thinking that they're in trouble when they're not. When the FCC and organizations aren't looking for aren't involved with these issues. It's a big deal. It's not just some little, it's not just something that you just take lightly. It's a huge issue. And more people should be aware of the issues that are going on, especially when there's so many people who just want to not be involved or not to have robocalls just popping up every
the worst possible time.
Yeah. Especially when you just want to just have time to enjoy your dinner and or also to sleep because they also call then too, which is so, it just gets so annoying when people just want to have time. Just want to have time to just have the freedom to relax, to have the freedom to not have to worry about calls coming in by our annoyances. I would just say that there has to be tools and services that they could provide to people who just don't want this to keep going on. There's a certain point where how many times could you just just keep having the same things happen over and over again? That does not work well at all.
And they'll get smart.
Mm-hmm. And once those who are doing the crimes get smarter, no one's going to have the tools to properly have doesn't seem to have any sort of way of preventing this from actually continue to just happen.
They're just going to keep evolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which ends up becoming just something that you just, it's like, how could you just keep having it happen when you shouldn't? When it should be more of a when it should be just something that is understood of what comes what which just ends up having a just ends up having a
better sense of the better ability to just have a sense of sense of just having a having the best tools to have to just gain.
Trying to gain the system.
Yeah. Which shows that if people are willing to just take the time and actually think about it, just shows how much this will actually help people, not hurt people as well. Which shows how much this actually, what this actually does without any issues as well. Because the more issues that call these robocalls have, the more issues people are going to have in the long run, which makes it far from, which doesn't make things any better for those who are on the receiving end, too, and having the tools to just stop the calls will only be a better, will only end up making things much better for those who don't want to receive these calls. And on that note,
they all know they're annoying.
Oh yeah, and on that note, we'll leave you for tonight and have a good rest of your week, of the week as well.
Have a good night, everybody.
Yes. Bye.